Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Cope Coliseum for the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Randy Bushko with you. Glad you could join us for four basketball games today as we ring out the old year with the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. And again, North Platte St. Pat's taking on Amherst in a girls and boys doubleheader. That'll be followed later tonight by Ogallala coming to town to take on the Kearney Catholic Stars. And right now, a couple of great matchups on the first part of our bracket, because Amherst off to a pretty good start in both girls and boys basketball. The Lady Broncos are 5-2 on this season, got a big win the other night, winning against Axtell. Amherst 6-1 on the season, a very young, very talented team that there's a lot of high expectations for the boys from Amherst in what is going to be a very tough but yet balanced Fort Kearney Conference tournament, Fort Kearney Conference season. North Platte St. Pat's, as usual, pretty good basketball teams coming in here from North Platte. The Lady Irish are 5-1 on the season, and the guys, the boys team, is 6-0 on the campaign. So a couple of great matchups to get things started, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for the Lady Irish and the Lady Broncos as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud and supporter area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for the home team today. They'll be in their home white uniforms, so the North Platte St. Pat's Lady Irish, and their starters look like this. Amanda McKellen is a freshman. She is averaging about 2.1 points per ball game. Tony Cotello, a junior, will make the start as well. She's averaging about 8.1 points per ball game. Bree Sainer is a senior, and she's averaging 6.7 points per ball game. Brittany Lawrence, the senior, she is averaging about 10 points per ball game. She is the big force here for the Lady Irish. And rounding out the starting lineup will be Aaron Nozicka. And Nozicka on the year is averaging a little bit over 3 points per ball game. Anna O'Malley, their leading scorer on the year, is out of action tonight because of a sprained wrist. So she will not be playing, so they will not be at full speed. Will be the Lady Irish from North Platte St. Pat's. As we mentioned, they come in with a record of 5-1. And now for the Amherst Lady Broncos, their starting lineups is Jaden Bosshammer, a 5'5 freshman. She's averaging about 2.4 points per ball game. Sydney Tobenheim, a 5'5 junior, she's averaging about 10 points and a little bit over 3.5 rebounds per basketball game. Jessica Eckout, also making the start. Eckout is averaging 10.8 points per ball game and about 3 rebounds, and Eckout is a 5'5 sophomore. Courtney Martinson, a 5'9 junior, will make the start as well. She's averaging 11.4 points and 4 rebounds a game. And Casey Juergens, the 5'9 sophomore, is averaging about 10.4 points per ball game and about 4.6 rebounds a contest as well. Again, those are your starting lineups, brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank. A very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank, and take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. Well, the starters are being announced here between the Irish and the Broncos. We'll take a quick break, and we'll have the tip right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We mentioned it earlier that North Platte St. Pat's comes in with a record of 5-1 on the season. Their only loss was to Hershey. Hershey is undefeated in Class C1, and they gave them a pretty good run. They lost that win 33-37. And for Amherst, a nice win at Axtell, a 36-31 win there to make up for their first two losses of the year. Their first two games were their first two losses. They lost at Angeli Litzfield fairly lopsidedly, but a six-point game against South Loup that they end up losing that one, a game that Nikki Eckhout said maybe we could have played just a little bit better and come away with a win, but she's pretty happy with her team coming in with a record of 5-2, and they're ready to get out there. There's a fair number of folks wearing red to my right, and in front of us here are playing hooky from their various jobs in the greater Amherst area. And North Platte St. Pat's, obviously a little bit further drive, a little bit sparser crowd on the far sideline, but you don't drive all this way and plan to sit on your hands. So I'm sure it'll be an energetic crowd as the opening tip is in the air, and it's going to be controlled there. Brittany Lawrence wins the tip here. Loose ball, and it's a turnover. Jessica Eckhout comes up with it, and she's going to pass it up ahead, and the layup is missed by Courtney Martinson. So after Amherst is able to make the steal, they then miss the shot, and coming out of there with it is going to be North Platte St. Pat's. So very first possession here, really in earnest for the Irish, and they'll bring it in the offensive zone. Still looking for our first points of the ball game. Martinson wasn't able to hit that layup in transition, and we're still looking for our first points, and she knocked the ball loose. Martinson almost comes up with another steal as Caudillo got poked in the eye as Martinson came for the ball, and they are going to just stop things here because she's having a little bit of trouble seeing, and that was going to make North Platte St. Pat's play a little shorthanded. And so I think she might have a problem with maybe a contact. They're going to work on that right eye over here. And I don't think it's anything serious, but right now she's going to have to work on that vision, so she'll come out of the game. And the official's doing a good job making sure nobody gets hurt here as Peyton Irish is going to check in here for North Platte St. Pat's. So the Irish inbound the ball to Irish, and they'll work it around the perimeter. They work it on the baseline here. The Lawrence. Lawrence, a little bit taller frame, puts up the shot, won't go. She's trying to fight for the rebound, can't come up with it. Tobenheim is the one that comes out of there for Amherst, and she'll bring in the offensive zone, gets it on the baseline. Nice pass on the inside. Shot is blocked there as Juergens had it, but it's blocked by Lawrence. As Amherst misses another opportunity here, they get the ball down low, and a nice defensive play to get the ball back here by Courtney Martinson. So Martinson comes up with the loose ball, and on the bounce here is going to be Bosshammer. Bosshammer will give it between the circles here for Jessica Eckhout. Eckhout on the dribble as we're still looking for her first points of the ball game. She'll bounce it to the corner here for Tobenheim, then back out. The three-pointer's up and good for Jessica Eckhout. So Eckhout strokes in the three, and the first 3 points of the ball game belong to the Amherst Lady Broncos. And they'll work the ball around the perimeter, will the Irish. They'll get it off on that right wing. It's knocked away. Eckhout deflected it, and it went off of her hands as Nozicka. It was right in there as well. So they'll work it around. Lawrence has it top of the circle. Nice pass inside. It's going to be a layup here for Aaron Nozicka. And give a nice assist here to Brittany Lawrence with that pass. So it's going to be 3-2, and Jaden Bosshammer will bring it in the offensive zone. The Irish trying to pressure the ball a little bit. Broncos will get the ball back out here for Bosshammer. Bosshammer, an open look. It won't fall. Lawrence is able to pull down the rebound after Amherst was had a pretty good look at it there, but they couldn't get the shot to fall, and our score remains 3-2. In the corner are the Irish as Amherst going zone here, and they're really trying to pin things into Brittany Lawrence. Lawrence about 6'3". She's going to be playing volleyball at Creighton here in a couple of years. And she'll get an offensive rebound after the miss, and she's going to get the bucket. So after North Platte St. Pat's misses the shot on the outside, it's Lawrence who's able to make the putback. So she'll get the rebound and the bucket. And in the offensive zone here is going to be Jaden Bosshammer. So Bosshammer will give it off on the left side. Jumper no good here for Juergens. And coming out with the rebound for the Irish is going to be Nozicka. So Nozicka comes up with a rebound after the miss. And a deflected pass, but Lawrence is able to pick it up. And it's stolen away. Casey Juergens gets the steal, gets it up ahead to Martinson. And Martinson in traffic, shot no good. And the rebound by Lawrence. Well, Lawrence pulls down that defensive rebound after Amherst is able to make the steal, but they weren't able to make the shot. So another miss there, and now a three-pointer up a front here by North Platte St. Pat's. It's no good, and we've got a ball knocked out of bounds, and Amherst doing a great job of battling there. Goes out of bounds. It will be Amherst basketball. So Amherst pulls down that rebound, and the Irish put full court pressure on here. Casey Juergens facing a little pressure, and she'll get the ball up ahead here to Martinson, and Martinson has the pass stolen away. Bree Sainer comes up with a steal, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Kick on that right wing. Sainer gets it inside for Lawrence. Lawrence will shoot over the top of Taubenheim, and we've got a foul after she missed the shot. So Lawrence missed the shot, and then she's committing the foul. With 4:20 to go, the first foul of the ball game is going to go against Brittany Lawrence. And that'll be her first. Team's first. Pressure being put on, and the ball knocked loose, and it's going to be a steal here for North Platte St. Pat's, and they get an easy bucket. McClellan makes the steal and then was able to hit the shot after a lot of trouble inbounding it. Flying in to get the ball was Jason Bosshammer, and Jaden then basically was going out of bounds, had to save it back to the inbounder. And now Amherst with a little extra stop thanks to some pressure put on by Lawrence, and Amherst will turn the ball over. Well, unofficially here, rebounds 5-2 for North Platte St. Pat's. And again, much of that because of Brittany Lawrence. On the dribble on the right wing is going to be Peyton Irish. Irish kicks it back out here to McClellan. McClellan, she'll fire a long jumper. It's no good. Rebound by Casey Juergens. It's on the ground, and it's going to be held up. That might even be a travel. A couple of Irish were fighting for it, and they're going to say it's actually a jump ball. And so it will be Amherst, it will be North Platte St. Pat's basketball. Possession arrow pointing to the Irish here. And they'll get the rebound technically. And they inbound it, cutting through and laying it up and in is going to be Sainer. So Sainer gets the bucket. And with some pressure, North Platte St. Pat's putting on the ball. They were able to get up ahead here to Juergens. So Juergens has it here for the Broncos. And they'll get the ball back out here for Bosshammer. And Bosshammer is fouled. Really our a reach there. Going to be whistled on Nozicka. And so the Broncos will inbound it underneath their own basket. We're going to make another substitution here. Checking in for Amherst is going to be Heather Bentley. Bentley's going to come in here for Eckout. And inbound the basketball is going to be Martinson. Martinson's able to get it off on that right side. Three-pointer up and no good for Taubenheim. Ball goes out of bounds, and the official asks for a little help, gets it, and they're going to say it is Amherst basketball. And checking in here for the Broncos, Stephanie Dunderman. Dunderman's going to be doing the inbounding here, and she'll throw it between the circles. Penetration now by Bosshammer. She's shot off a little bit. 1-3-1 zone right now for the Irish off of a little screen. Ball's knocked loose, and it's still being fought for. Coming up with it in the lane. Shot no good here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim came up with the loose ball, but wasn't able to come up with the shot here. And Nozicka pulls down the rebound for the Irish. So the Irish will give it to Lawrence, top of the circle. Nice pass in the lane. And we've got a foul as Nozicka is fouled. Got a great pass from Lawrence. And she's going to go to the line and shoot two as she was hit on the arm. And that's going to be a foul on Bosshammer. That'll be her first. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Aaron Nozicka. And the first one is up and good. So she makes the first two. And checking back in is going to be Eckhout. Eckhout will come in here for Bosshammer. Second free throw rolls around and is no good. And snagging the rebound is Juergens here for Amherst. So Amherst pulls down the rebound. And with a little pressure on her, Jessica Eckhout will bring it across the timeline. She's working against Condillo. Still has the dribble, does Eckhout. Nice pass on the inside, shot off glass, good for Sydney Tobenheim. Nice pass to get it into Tobenheim. As she rolled along that baseline, just as the cut was coming in there, got a great pass, and Tobenheim able to bank it in. Lawrence, top of the circle, kicks it out for Condillo. Condillo's three is no good, and the rebound out of there by Heather Bentley. So Bentley will snag the rebound after the miss of a three-pointer by North Platte St. Pat's. It is 9-5, and on the bounce here is Eckhout. She'll get it at the elbow. Backing in is Juergens. Juergens kicks it out here for Bentley. Bentley helps working on the inside. Now right side, Tobenheim. She'll put up the long three. It is no good. And the rebound taken out of there by the Irish. Snagging the rebound and dribbling slowly up court with it is going to be McClellan. So McClellan pulls down the rebound. Nice pass inside, but it's in and out by Bree Sainer. Sainer missed the shot, and we've got a foul on the rebound. Well, they're not going to call it a foul. They're going to say that it just is a tied ball. And the possession arrow is pointing to Amherst. So we'll give Amherst credit for a rebound here. They're going to face full court pressure. 5 second counts going on, and they're able to lob it in just in time to Sydney Tobenheim. Tobenheim breaks the press with the dribble, gives it off on the right wing here to Eckhout. Eckhout thought about the three in transition, but she'll get it in the lane here for Sierra Rubicek, who kicks it back out for Tobenheim, and Tobenheim's jumper is a little bit short and rebounded out of there by North Platte St. Pat's. McClellan comes up with a rebound, and now Lawrence has it top of the circle. Nice pass along the baseline. Right wing, Sainer missed the shot, then gets it back, and the shot off glass is going to be up and good as she bounced it over there to that was Peyton Irish who comes up with a bucket. So St. Pat's gets a lot of work, and we got a timeout just in time. A lot of pressure being put on that inbounds, and Nikki Eckhout calls timeout here with 43.7 to go, and it's an 11-5 lead here for North Platte St. Pat's. The Irish with the lead. Broncos will inbound the ball with 43.7 to go. We come back after this timeout, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney.
Going to Bowling and shot for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
And welcome back here as North Platte St. Pat's trying to put some pressure on again, forced Amherst to call that timeout, and they're still having trouble inbounding it, and they throw a long pass that's going to go off the hands of one of the Broncos, Dunnerman, and out of bounds. Dunnerman came up to midcourt, and the ball was thrown a little bit while she was still running up. It was thrown where she was, not where she was going to be, so that'll be an Amherst turnover off of that pressure on the inbounds. Caudillo on that left side will fire a three. No good. Offensive rebound, and Lawrence is going to be heading to the free throw line. So the Irish will get the rebound, and Brittany Lawrence will step to the line, and she is going to have a couple of free throws. The foul was on Rubicek, and the free throw was up and good. So Lawrence with her first points of the day from the free throw line. makes the first and then misses the second. Rebound ripped out of there by Sierra Rubicek, and we've got a hold as the Irish will pressure the ball a little bit. So that'll be a foul on the Irish's Peyton Irish. 22.7 to go. Three fouls have been whistled on the Irish, two against the Broncos here. Right wing, Courtney Martinson thought about the three, but she's going to skip it off on the left wing. Give it for Dunnerman. Dunnerman in the lane, and she'll pass it out here to Courtney Martinson. Martinson's used up her dribble, 9 seconds left. 5 second count going on, and she's able to get it in the lane here for Dunnerman. Dunnerman kicks it off here for Bosshammer. 2 seconds left. Little floater for Bosshammer. Rebounded in underneath, and the bucket at the buzzer is put in by Courtney Martinson. So Martinson, and we'll even call that a rebound there, as that ball was kind of lobbed in underneath, and she's able to lay it up and in. 12-7, North Platte St. Pat's leads by 5 as we start the second quarter right after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Right now on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, it's Overton leading Spalding Academy 33-25 at halftime, and Enix 24 points for the Eagles. Pass down low here for the Irish on their inbounds, and they're able to get it down low, and the bucket's going to be up and good for Jessica Norzicka. So nice little pass from the top of the circle, and pressure being put on that far side, throwing it off the leg of a defender is Jaden Bosshammer. So Bosshammer, a nice save of a scoring opportunity here for the Broncos. They'll inbound it. They'll toss it for Tobenheim in the corner. Tobenheim gave it away. Now she's got it back. She's going to lob it inside here for Casey Juergens, and Juergens on her way to the basket is fouled. And if that's on Lawrence, that's going to be her second foul. Yep, it is on Lawrence. And so that is now going to be two on Lawrence. So she's got a little bit of foul trouble. And again, she's a very tall presence here for the Irish. They work it down low, and Amherst throws it away. They're trying to get it inside to Martinson, and they weren't able to connect. That's not Martinson's fault on that turnover, as the ball really wasn't very close to her, and that'll be North Platte basketball after the turnover here. So the Irish will work it down. They lob it inside for Lawrence, and Lawrence shoots over the defender, and she'll score. Well, they had her double team, actually triple team. They had two in front and one behind, but Lawrence, just keeping that ball up high, was able to bank it in. And now 9-point lead here. And they pressure the ball to the Irish. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Caudillo. And for Lawrence, Lawrence now has 5 points to go with 4 rebounds here in the game. Pass into the lane here for Casey Juergens. Juergens gives it right side for Sydney Tobenheim. Tobenheim will penetrate, gets it to Courtney Martinson. Martinson lost the ball. Lawrence tapping it around, and Lawrence is able to come up with it here for North Platte St. Pat's, and then it's stolen away as Tobenheim is able to come up with it. So Tobenheim makes the steal. Now they'll kick it off to Tobenheim. Jumper's no good. Bosshammer is able to track down the rebound after the miss, and then the bucket up and in. Nice pass inside for Courtney Martinson, and Martinson with the bucket. So it's now 16-9. And that allows the Broncos to put a little pressure on here. 7-point lead for North Platte St. Pat's, and Caudillo will fire a long three. It is no good. Bosshammer can't come up with a rebound, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Back out to Condillo. Condillo will fire yet another three. And now you get an offensive rebound and the bucket. Lawrence with the rebound. And now a timeout here for North Platte St. Pat's. They lead it 18-9 with 5:56 to go. Timeout Irish. We'll take it with them. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. With 5:56 to go in the second quarter, 18-9. North Platte St. Pat's, we're back in 30 seconds.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Well, after that timeout by the Irish, North Pat St. Pat's again will go full court pressure here. Amherst is able to inbound it for Sydney Tobenheim. She dribbles it down the sideline. They get a three-on-two opportunity. She's going to drive all the way in. Shot off the back of the iron, no good. Gets her own rebound, and Tobenheim loses the ball out of bounds. Last touched by Amherst. So Amherst misses a couple of shots there, and Tobenheim was able to pull down at least one rebound out of that, but no points for Amherst. So the Irish with a 9-point lead have their pass stolen away, and then the Irish come right back out with it. They'll kick it out to top of the key, and a little bunny hop there by Aaron Nozicka is going to cost North Platte St. Pat's the basketball. Turnover there, forced by a little bit of pressure here by Amherst. And Amherst will inbound the ball, and Jaden Bosshammer pushed out of bounds. I think she, had she not stepped on that baseline, I don't know if they would have called Aaron Norzicka for the foul, but they do call Norzicka for the foul. It's one of those that there wasn't a ton of contact there, but it was enough to knock the ball loose and out of bounds. As a result, somebody's got to get the basketball, so then you do have to call that foul. Inbounds knocked away. Peyton Irish now going to check in here for Amherst, as Amherst will inbound the ball again. They've been having trouble inbounding it, and they throw it up high, and it's going to be another turnover or not. No, Tobenheim comes up with it, and Lawrence trying to come up with the ball commits the foul. Great hustle by Sydney Tobenheim, who did not give up on the play when it was knocked loose, and Lawrence now has picked up her third foul. So she's going to come out of the game, I assume. And North Platte St. Pat's has now become a little bit smaller as Riley Nish, the freshman, will come in, and the inbounds will go in here for Casey Juergens. That's a big play. That's a nice hustle play by Tobenheim. Right wing, Martinson has it. Hand in her face put there by Nish, and they'll get it inside. Martinson's shot won't fall, and coming out with the rebound is going to be Riley Nish. So Nish comes up with the rebound, and in the offensive zone here comes Amanda McClellan. Right side three-pointer by the Irish is off the mark, and Amherst will pull down the rebound. And snagging the bound out of there is going to be Casey Juergens. Right wing, they'll get the ball out here for Martinson. Martinson's shot is no good, and tracked down in the corner here by Amanda McClellan. Long pass by Condillo up ahead, getting it to Peyton Irish. Irish is shut off, and she'll give it right back here for Condillo. Right wing into the corner. Bree Sainer has it. Around the perimeter we go. As Irish had it, now gives it back out here for Condillo. Skip pass on that far wing. Quick jumper by McClellan, and she's going to hit the three. Amanda McClellan stroked in that three-pointer. And a violation on the inbounds by Amherst. That pressure caused them to step on the baseline on the inbounds, and that'll be an Amherst turnover. So after that turnover, now it's going to be Amherst basketball. Irish basketball, and Amherst is able to knock it away. Casey Juergens trying to get it off of Caudillo's foot on that far sideline. Couldn't do it, so the Irish still have it. Caudillo will dribble up, 15-foot floater, back the iron, and no good. Rebound out there by the Irish, and they'll work it back around the perimeter as Caudillo will put up another jumper, and that one's good this time. After missing the two-pointer, she makes the two-pointer. And in transition, shot no good, but an offensive rebound. And the bucket is good inside by Heather Bentley. So Bentley makes the putback. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Left wing, they'll get it. Here's a three-pointer on that far side. No good for the Irish. And the ball's on the ground. Caudillo comes up with it. Caudillo is then fouled. Well, after St. Pat's misses the three, Caudillo then is able to pull down the rebound. And it's 23-11. So Caudillo will step to line. We'll have a couple of free throws after the foul was whistled on Taubenheim. And the first one is no good. So Caudillo misses the first, has one more coming up here. Our score is 23-11. North Platte St. Pat's with the lead of a dozen. Free throw is good. 13-point lead with it is Sydney Taubenheim. She'll dribble without much pressure, takes it all the way down to the corner, kicks it right back out, passes a little bit low. Martinson can't handle it, and Amherst will turn it over. Caudillo is able to pass it up ahead. Nice little bounce pass, and then we've got a foul. They got it over into the hands on that far side to Riley Nitsch. And Nitsch is fouled, and she's going to go line and will have a couple of free throws. The foul on Bentley is her first, and the free throw was no good. Jessica Eckhout checking back in here for Amherst with 3:13 to go. And the free throw is no good, and the rebound ripped down there by Bentley. So Bentley snags the bound, and the pass up ahead is led a little bit too far, and Amherst will turn the ball over again. Unofficially, 9 turnovers to go along with 3 steals, so 12 turnovers here for Amherst. With 2:51 to go before halftime. Right wing, Bree Sainer has it. She'll kick it out. Three-pointer here by McClellan. It is well off the mark and rebounded out of there by Amherst as the rebound goes to Martinson. And Martinson, in a little bit of trouble, gets the ball off here for Bentley. And a timeout by Amherst. They were not going to get across the timeline before the 10-second count had expired. So a timeout here for the Lady Broncos. They trail it 24-11 with 2:33 to go in the second quarter. And we'll take it with them. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance Kearney. We're back right after this.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
And welcome back here. The timeout by Amherst, necessary because of the pressure. And this timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Well, again, Nikki Eckhout has to call that timeout. The pressure by North Platte St. Pat's has really taken Amherst out of their game. They're just having trouble getting it into the half-court offense. And when they've gotten into the half-court offense, they've actually had a fair amount of success, but they have had difficulty getting into that position. Eckhout facing some pressure, is able to get it up to Bentley, and Bentley, her pass is stuffed right back at her, and the possession arrow is pointing to the Broncos, so Amherst will maintain possession here, so it will not be a turnover. They kick it off on the right side. Floater's good for Taubenheim. So Taubenheim with a nice little floater. And that'll make it 24-13. Left wing, Caudillo will kick it into the corner. Back around the perimeter we go as McClellan has it. McClellan's pass is deflected, but Caudillo comes up with it. Her shot well off the mark and rebounded by Sierra Rubicek. And Rubicek will kick it up ahead here for Jessica Eckhout. Eckhout right wing for Taubenheim. Taubenheim in traffic, shot no good. And there's a foul on the rebound, and the foul is going to be on Taubenheim. So Taubenheim with a rebound and also a foul. .152 to go. Only the fifth team foul against Amherst. And Amherst is going to pressure the ball a little bit. Amanda McClellan gets it, gives it off to Caudillo. Caudillo dribbles down that left sideline, and she'll pass it up ahead. Riley Nitsch, jumper no good. And the rebound, save back into Nitsch. Got a block here by Martinson. Martinson comes up with a block, but then the kick out. And North Platte St. Pat's missed a couple of opportunities there. Can't get the shot to fall. And so Amherst will have the basketball after the Irish knock the ball loose. So it will be Amherst basketball as they bring it across the timeline. Boss Hammer gets it to Tobenheim on that right side. Skip pass over here to Eckhout. Eckhout enters it in. Martinson with the catch. Martinson with a bucket and the foul. Nice little entry pass into Courtney Martinson. And Martinson is able to hit the shot as she was hit on the arm. That'll make it now 24 to 15. The foul, by the way, whistled on Riley Nitsch. That is going to be her first. And so the free throw is up and good. So the one made shot, the three-point play here. As Martinson finishes off a three-point play to make it an eight-point ball game. Amanda McClellan will bounce pass it off on the right side here for Bree Sainer. Sainer picked up defensively, so she'll work it back around the perimeter. McClellan has it near midcourt, working against some great man-to-man here by Bosshammer. They'll give it off on the left side to Norzicka. Norzicka hands it off to McClellan. McClellan is picked up defensively there by Katie Juergens. And now on the left side, they give it for Bree Sainer. Sainer kicks left side for Caudillo. Caudillo with 40 seconds to go. Man-to-man there by Bosshammer. They'll give it off right wing here for McClellan. McClellan facing pressure from Tobenheim, works it back around the perimeter. The Irish work it in. Backdoor cut, bucket up and good for Bree Sainer. So nice patient passing there, and Sainer is able to cash in and get the bucket. 20 seconds left. Pass up ahead here for Eckhout. Eckhout with the long three-pointer. It's no good, and the rebound taken out of there by Sainer. 10 seconds left. Caudillo will bring it across the timeline. In transition, pass deflected into the hands of the Irish. Miss, rebound by the Irish, and now a foul. Well, Sainer wasn't able to get the shot to fall, but she was hit on the arm with 2.9 to go as the foul was whistled on Bosshammer, and that's going to be her second. So a couple of free throws coming up with 2 seconds to go here, and the free throw is no good for Sainer. So Sainer misses the first two. Score remains 26 to 16 with 2.9 to go. Second free throw is on the way. Back of the iron and no good. Up high for the rebound is going to be Martinson, and Martinson can't get anything done with it as the buzzer sounds to end the first half. Both teams head into the locker room. North Platte St. Pat's with a 26-16 lead over Amherst. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the numbers, and we'll talk with Amherst head boys basketball coach Bill Giffen. We'll do that as we come back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. We're at halftime, 26-16, North Platte St. Pat's with the lead over the Amherst Lady Broncos here in girls basketball. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And kind enough to join us here at halftime to talk a little bit about the boys' game coming up here between North Platte St. Pat's and Amherst is the head coach of the Broncos, Bill Giffen. And, Coach, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming up.
Well, thanks for being here.
Well, let's talk a little bit of how things are going for you guys. A nice little start to the season. Already got a handful of wins coming up. A tough loss, you know, to Axtell the other night. But, again, that's a game where they kind of had all week to get ready. And probably not quite in the basketball shape you guys want to be in part because of the long run into the playoffs that the football team had.
Yeah, our conditioning plan really not going after it. I guess you would say full bore right after football. I've seen some times when you try to rush that a little bit too much and it's counterproductive. So, you know, after the first of the year, we're definitely going to amp it up on the conditioning side.
And we kind of talked about that a little bit too. You kind of worry about long term. I mean, it's a long basketball season. If you work them out too much right after football, you just don't, your body just doesn't have any time to heal and you kind of suffer some effects either early in the season or late in the season.
Yeah, it's a balancing act. You know, you want to challenge the kids, but and get them in good shape. And you know, last week we didn't have the legs to do a three games and four night deal. It was obvious the way we shot the ball and whatnot. So we've got a ways to go that way, but we do have a plan.
Yeah, and the 6-1, that plan's working out pretty well, really.
Well, the kids have played well. Great group of young men to work with, and I've got a really good coaching staff, and so it makes it a lot easier when you have those kind of people around you.
Yeah, you've got a lot of good parts there with that. Let's talk about that a little bit. What do you really kind of see as the strength of what you guys have been able to do so far?
Well, you know, before Friday, shooting the ball. You know, a week ago Friday, we were shooting the ball with strengths. I think we rebounded fairly well for not being an especially tall team. The Axtell game was the only game we've lost the rebounding battle. So that's and the kids are buying into the defensive concepts. We got a little ways to go there, but we're making strides.
And it's a team that's pretty athletic. I mean, you guys can really kind of play one end of the court to the other.
Yes, I think it is. You know, we've got some role players that fill some spots, but I think, you know, we can run the floor, and that's what we try to do.
What can you tell us a little bit about North Platte St. Pat's? They come in, they got a pretty good record too. I think they're 6-0. You guys are 6-1.
Right.
What are you facing tonight when you take on the Irish later this afternoon?
Well, I think, afternoon? You know, number one that jumps out to me is how aggressively they go to the glass. That's another rebounding deal that we've got to make sure we box people out, get a body on, and then go get the ball. That'll be a big part of it. And what I hear and talking to other coaches is, make sure you keep them off the glass, and they'll come with some pressure, and they'll mix up some defenses and that sort of thing. You've got a couple guys especially that can put the ball in the hole, but you got to know where they're at. So I don't know. Beyond that, you know, you see a little bit of a scouting report, and sometimes it's better not to get the whole scouting report because, you know, a couple things the kids can use, and the rest of it is basically them. And that's what we said our last practice. I mean, it's all you guys. We get a scouting report, but it comes down to us, how well we execute.
Back here with Bill Giffen, the head boys basketball coach for the Amherst Broncos. The Lady Broncos trailing at halftime to North Platte St. Pat's, 26-16. You kind of mentioned you've been doing really well in terms of the rebounding battle. So much to that is just almost instinctual and a lot of want to in terms of being able to fight for the basketball, especially when you're not as tall. And as you mentioned, you're not as tall. So that makes for a fun basketball team to watch. If you've got a bunch of guys out there scrapping, trying to get those loose balls, trying to get those rebounds.
Yeah. You know, and we have a number of rebounding drills. Some of the ones that Tom Izzo runs at Michigan State, and they're known for their rebounding, and it's want to, you know, you bring up Charles Barkley. He was only 6'4", and he was called the round mound to rebound. And it's heart. Height is good, but you know, you got to have that heart to go to the glass and get the board.
And you also mentioned shooting. To me, so much of shooting is you got your hot nights, you got your cold nights, certainly. But generally, if you're going to be a pretty good shooting team, that means you're taking good shots, that you know what a good shot is, and you're patient. And usually, unselfish teams are teams that shoot the ball pretty well.
Yeah, Yeah, you know, moving the ball is what we try to encourage. One more pass gets you a better shot. Now, we're probably, compared to most teams, we're probably an early offense type of a team. If we do have a good shot, you know, we give them the green light. You know, they have to take their shot again. Like you're saying, it's got to be their shot. And you know, so much of shooting is confidence. And if you get your shot, you got to shoot it. Now, if we go down and miss three straight three-pointers in a row, the next possession, you know, better be, you know, getting a better shot than that. You know, we've talked about that too. We've got to be a little smart that way.
Yeah. If you're in rhythm, you've been hot, keep on chucking until you're not. But otherwise, you got to do that. What do you really see as the key this afternoon? If there's one stat I really pay attention to, what would that be?
Yeah, well, rebounds. You know, with how good they are, we've got to get our share of the boards. Hopefully, win that battle there. And of course, you play these break games, and they can sometimes be a little weird. I think bottom line is you compete. Hopefully, you know, have more leg than we had last time out, and all those things come together a little better. But you just compete no matter what it is. If you're having a tough night, wherever, if you can't shoot the outside shot, you know, drive it, you know, play defense, hit the boards. There's always something you can do.
Yeah. Well, Bill, best luck to you this afternoon. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for coverage.
All right, Bill Giffen, the head boys basketball coach here at Amherst. At halftime, 26-16, North Platte St. Pat's leads Amherst in girls basketball. We'll check the numbers right after this.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. At halftime on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Right now, Spalding Academy is leading Overton 43-37 in girls basketball. Again, they're just starting the fourth quarter. Let's check out the numbers that we have for you in our game so far as we check the numbers. Well, as soon as I hit the right button on my little device here, we'll check the numbers here for Amherst and leading the way in terms of points for the Lady Broncos, who have trouble scoring so far. They've only got 16 points so far in the game. Courtney Martinson leading the way. She's got 7. Jesse Eckhout with 3. Sydney Tobenheim with 4. And Heather Bentley with a couple of points here at halftime. Meanwhile, for North Platte St. Pat's, I guess it's probably not at all a surprise that their leading scorer is going to be Brittany Lawrence. Lawrence with 7 points here in the first half. Also 5 from Amanda McClellan, 5 from Aaron Nozicka, 3 from Tony Caudillo, 4 from Bree Sainer, and also 2 off the bench for Peyton Irish. It is going to be North Platte St. Pat's basketball to start the second half. They got it inside to Lawrence. She gave it away. Now she gets it back. She backs in, and Lawrence with 2 more points here to start the second half. So that'll make it now 28-16. And the Broncos get a nice little look on that left wing. The three-pointer for Eckhout is no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. And that will be North Platte St. Pat's basketball. The Irish will come up with it as it goes out of bounds. Nobody really had it. And so that'll be a team rebound here for the Irish. Caudillo brings in the offensive zone. Nearly deflected there by Martinson. Now they get it to Lawrence. Back to Caudillo on that right side. She'll get it off on the passed into the corner to Sainer and back to Caudillo. Irish trying to trap the basketball here. Lawrence will throw it to the baseline. A little jumper on that left wing is no good. And the Irish missed the shot, and it's going to be rebounded out of there by Eckhout. So Eckhout comes up with a rebound after North Platte St. Pat's misses. And now Amherst with a little baseline jumper. It's no good. And the rebound is taken out by Nozicka for North Platte St. Pat's. So Nozicka will give it back out here for Amanda McClellan. And McClellan will give it to Lawrence. Lawrence has it top of the circle. Gives it off on the left side to McClellan. Back inside for Lawrence, who kept moving. Lawrence undercut as she puts up the shot. It goes off the glass and in, and she is fouled. And that foul is going to be on Sydney Tobenheim. And for Tobenheim, that is going to be her third foul. So a couple of one more free throw coming up here for Lawrence as Lawrence makes the shot. Offensive rebound inside, and the rebound is finally taken out of there by Casey Juergens. So Juergens comes up with the rebound, and now the pass on the left side to Tobenheim, and Tobenheim has it intercepted. Condillo comes up with a steal. She'll pass it up ahead, and the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by the Irish. So Amherst is able to force that turnover. So Condillo had the steal and then wasn't able to capitalize. Pass on the inside, bucket up and good. What a great bounce pass inside for Sydney Tobenheim. And kind of in that secondary break, Tobenheim is able to hit the bucket. And now she's going to try to finish off a three-point play. The foul is a big one. It's on Lawrence. And the free throw is no good. And that's going to be another foul here on Brittany Lawrence, her fourth of the game. So that is a big moment in this game. And we've got a timeout to get Lawrence out of the game. They don't want to run the risk of her committing another foul. So timeout, North Platte St. Pat's with 5:59 to go here in the third quarter. It is 30-18. Amherst down by a dozen. And the Irish will have the basketball with a 12-point lead. And we come back right after this timeout.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney is dealing. End of the year is almost here, and inventory has to go. Every late model car, pickup, and SUV priced to sell fast, and they are dealing. They have the most late model pre-owned inventory they've had in years. Many brands, many makes, and models. Drive through their lot today and check them out. Bring your trade. They have on-the-spot appraisals, available bank financing with your good credit, and never a charge for paperwork. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney. Crossroads
Ford. And this timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Take time out to check out your insurance by seeing Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Claudillo will help work it around the right side. They give it off here for Peyton Irish, who checked in after Lawrence comes out. McClellan, she's going to hit a long two-pointer. They worked it on that left side and kicked it back out for McClellan. And McClellan with two more for her. Pass on that far side. Claudillo's knocking it away. 32-18, North Platte St. Pat's up by 14 here. And the Irish, a little bit ago, forced to call that timeout just to save Brittany Lawrence a little bit, who now has four fouls. Nice bounce pass on the baseline for Sydney Tobenheim. Tobenheim's shot won't fall, but what a great pass by Bosshammer to Tobenheim. And now Tobenheim will go to the line after the foul is whistled on Tony Condillo. That is going to be her first. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Tobenheim. And the first one is on the way, rolls around, and is no good. So Tobenheim will have another crack at it here with 5:23 to go in the third quarter. The free throw rolls around and is no good. Rebound by Nozicka. And Nozicka is able to get it off to Condillo. Condillo on the run here. She has moved so quickly, hard to trap her because she just always moves it. McClellan on the dribble. They back off of here. She's going to fire a three-pointer, a little bit strong. Offensive rebound, shot won't fall. Another offensive rebound, and then the foul. So North Platte St. Pat's having three cracks at it here. As, again, a couple of rebounds in underneath by Nozicka. She couldn't get either one of them to fall, but now she'll go to the line and try to get some points there after the foul was whistled on Martinson. That is Martinson's first. She missed the first. She'll have one more shot at it here. Second free throw is up and good. Go. Ball knocked loose, trying to track it down. Bosshammer. Bosshammer is able to save it. And it's going to be off the Irish. Great hustle there by Jaden Bosshammer. Ball was knocked loose. She saved it. And actually, a couple of Irish were there. They played hot potato with it. And one of them had their foot on the sideline. So Amherst avoids turning it over. And they get the ball in the elbow here to Casey Juergens. Juergens kicks it left side. Stephanie Dunnerman gives it off on the right wing here for Sydney Tobenheim. Tobenheim's three-pointer is no good. And coming out with the rebound for North Platte St. Pat's is going to be McClellan. McClellan will get it off to Caudillo and let her a little bit too far. And that's going to be a blind pass that results in a turnover. So North Platte St. Pat's turns it over here. And the Amherst offense going to have to click into high gear here. They're down by 15 with 4:16 to go here in the third quarter. They've got the basketball, though. Martinson has the dribble, top of the circle. We'll kick it off now, right side, a little ball fake over there by Heather Bentley. Back out top of the circle here for Casey Juergens. Juergens long two is no good. They get the rebound, and they miss the putback, but the rebound is tipped out into the hands of Juergens. So Juergens comes up with the rebound. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. On the bounce here, Martinson. Martinson steps back, fires a three. It is no good. And the rebound coming out back to Juergens. So Juergens gets the rebound and then has it stolen away. On the run here is going to be Peyton Irish. And Irish is going to lay it up and in for the Irish. 35-18 and a timeout here for Amherst. Lady Broncos call the timeout, trailing at 35-18 with 3:27 to go in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We're back after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Right now, the Amherst Lady Broncos got some work to do. They trail it 35-18. And they called the timeout to try to set something up here. Casey Juergens is going to skip it out to the left side here for Jessica Eckhout. Eckhout gets it at the free throw line. Juergens on the dribble. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Eckhout kicks it in the corner. There's Martinson. Martinson will fire off a three-pointer, and the rebound taken out of there by Eckhout. Eckhout with the rebound, and she'll get the ball back out here for Courtney Martinson. Martinson back out for Eckhout. Back to Martinson on the baseline. Martinson's jumper no good, and the rebound taken out of there by the Irish, and I mean Peyton Irish when I say that. Then we've got a foul after Irish had the basketball. And that'll be a foul here on Amherst. Now be on Heather Bentley. That is her second. Three as a team here in the second half. Inbounded for Caudillo. They're trying to double team her, but again, she's moving so quickly. She actually dribbles it up. It's a 4-on-1 break now, and the pass up ahead. The layup's going to be good by Aaron Nozicka. Well, everybody capitalized on the ball there, and there wasn't anybody left once Caudillo got it across midcourt. End up having a 3-on-1 break there. And the pass to Juergens. Juergens, top of the circle, had the ball pinned to her leg, took an extra step with it, and that'll be an Amherst turnover. 37-18, a 19-point lead here for North Platte St. Pat's. They are doubling up Amherst right now. Inbounded for McClellan. McClellan now, she's trying to keep moving so they can't pin her down. They give it to Caudillo. Caudillo with that dribble will drive. Actually has to go off her foot through the legs of a defender to a shooter in underneath. The shot won't fall by Nozicka. And another North Platte St. Pat's rebound. As Nozicka was able to pull back the basketball, and now the ball knocked around on the inside. Last touch by the Broncos, Casey Juergens, and out of bounds. Stephanie Dunnerman going to check out of the ball game, and checking in is Johanna Gilbertson. No, that's not Gilbertson. My apologies. It's Madison Miller. Gilbertson out with that knee injury, so unfortunately, her season done. Hopefully Ashley Kreitz will be back later this season. She, too, has a little bit of a knee ailment. Peyton Irish will kick it off left side. Caudillo's long three-pointer is no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Tobenheim. Tobenheim on the rebound. Dribbles in the lane. Ball is knocked loose. Irish with their lane on the basketball there. And it's going to be a tied-up ball. And North Platte St. Pat's will have possession here. Check that. It's Amherst basketball, alternating possession. The arrow is pointing to Amherst. They'll get it inside for Tobenheim. It kicks it out right wing. Three-pointer, no good for Eckhout. And a long rebound out there by McClellan. McClellan kicks it off and off glass. It's going to be banked up and in by Peyton Irish. So Irish is able to bank that one in for two more points for her. And a tough jumper by Amherst. It's on the ground, fighting for the rebound. Amherst missing another look there, and they can't get any points there, and they're now down by 21 with 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. 39-18. And the Irish will inbound the ball. Toss it in to Bree Sainer. Gives it to Caudillo. Caudillo working against some pressure here by Madison Miller. Off of a screen, Caudillo brings it in the offensive zone. A little spin move, top of the circle. Now they'll work it off right side in the lane. And now we're going to have a foul is whistled on Tobenheim. Tobenheim with the foul. That's going to be her fourth. And it's going to set Nozicka to the free throw line for a couple of free throws. Good ball movement there to set up Nozicka. And her first free throw was good. 40-18. Heading overtime on her sister station, Class Gets 98.9 FM, tied at 53. Spalding Academy and Overton. Free throw was missed. Rebound by Eckhout, and then Eckhout was fouled. So Eckhout pulled down the rebound, and then she was fouled there by North Platte St. Pat's. And that foul is on Sainer. Nice pass up ahead, and Bosshammer hits the jumper. Makes it 40-20. 24 seconds to go as Condilla will give it between the circles here from Nozicka. Ball knocked loose, saved there by Eckhout, into the hands of Rubicek, and then Rubicek turns it over. So both teams just turn the ball over here. And 10 seconds left. Skip pass here for the Irish, and slowing it down here is going to be Peyton Irish. She'll give it off for Tony Caudillo. Caudillo will drive, 15-foot little runner off glass, no good at the buzzer, and that will do it for three quarters of play. And a lot of work with not much time to get here for Amherst. It's North Platte St. Pat's with a 40-20 lead over the Broncos. We'll start the fourth quarter, and we come back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
And welcome back here. I'm about to start the fourth quarter as it's 40-20. North Platte St. Pat's with the lead, but it will be Amherst basketball to start the fourth quarter here. And just tossing the ball in is going to be Courtney Martinson. Martinson will give it for Bosshammer. Bosshammer facing a little 1-3-1 zone here. And they'll get the ball back out here for Bosshammer. Not out there at the moment for the Irish is Brittany Lawrence with those four fouls. But right now, up by 20, I don't think they have to worry too much about it. Actually, whether or not she fouls out. Casey Juergens helps work it back around. They get it to Bosshammer. She'll kick it in the corner. Martinson's jumper is no good. And the rebound taken out there by the Irish. That's Peyton Irish who pulls down the rebound after Amherst missed the shot. And Caudillo will bring it in the offensive zone. And they'll get it off here from McClellan. McClellan bounce pass out for Nozicka. Nozicka for Caudillo. And she's picked up there by Martinson. They get it right back out for Peyton Irish. Back around the perimeter we go. As they motion through to the Irish, and they'll give it off on the right side to Peyton Irish, who enters it in the lane here for Nozicka. Nozicka's shot is out of bounds, but it was last touched by Amherst. And we mentioned Lawrence not in the game. Well, now she checks back in. Brittany Lawrence, the senior, four-year starter here for the Irish, senior in this holiday tournament the last four New Year's weeks. And the inbounds for Nozicka lost the basketball, and Amherst tracks it down. They tie it up. Good hustle there by Casey Juergens to tie up the basketball. Irish have the possession arrow pointing their direction, so they'll maintain the possession here. Scandillo will inbound it, and they're looking to get her the ball. She's double-teamed as they get it to McClellan, and a timeout by the Irish to maintain the possession. Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance, 40-20. 20-point lead here for the Lady Irish of North Platte St. Pat's with 6:52 to go here in the third quarter. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, more and more people playing a little bit of hooky here as more and more people making it here to Cope Coliseum on the campus of Kearney Catholic High School as the Lady Irish with a 40-20 lead over Amherst here in girls basketball. And don't forget on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Spalding Academy taking on Overton in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, and they're in overtime, tied at 53 at last report. Inbounded here for Tony Caudillo. Caudillo will give it to Lawrence. Back out to Caudillo. She is standing near midcourt, in fact, in the middle of the jump circle, and they'll get the ball back out to Lawrence, and she'll step near midcourt as well, giving it back to Caudillo. Caudillo now cuts it on the baseline. Erin Norzicka will lay it up and in. Well, they spread the floor, and then Caudillo used that quickness. She handles the ball so well. Was able to step through a double team and snap it down to Nozicka for an easy jumper. Toppenheim on the baseline. She'll fire along too, and it's up and good. Sydney Toppenheim, toes on the line, strokes in that two-pointer. And it's 42-22. Lob pass for Lawrence, and she'll get it off on the left side here for Bree Sainer, and Sainer's shot is up and good. Give Lawrence an assist on that one. And again, the Irish have the Broncos doubled up at 44-22. Jumper on the right side, no good for Toppenheim. And snagging the rebound out there is going to be Nozicka. So Nozicka will get it to Caudillo. Caudillo to Lawrence. Lawrence toes on that three-point arc. We'll get the ball back out here for McClellan. McClellan gives it on the left side in front of Nathan Steinke, the head coach for North Platte St. Pat's. And they'll give it off here to McClellan again. Cutting through there is Lawrence, and Lawrence, wow, she kept that ball up high, lays it off. Nice soft hands there by Brittany Lawrence. And Lawrence now has 13 points in the ballgame. Three-pointer on that left wing, no good for Courtney Martinson. Rebounded by Lawrence. And a pass up ahead in transition. Erin Nozicka lays it up and in. And Irish just outrunning North Platte St. Pat's, outrunning the Broncos right now, and they lead it 48-22. Less than five to go here in the basketball game. Sydney Toppenheim works it back around the perimeter with Bosshammer. She gives it off left side for Eckout. On the baseline is Juergens. Juergens shoots over the top of Lawrence. It's short and rebounded by Nozicka, as Nozicka will pull down that rebound after Amherst missed the shot, and the shooting percentage is not real great here for Amherst. They are 10 of 40 from the field. They're shooting 25%. Pass inside for Lawrence. Lawrence comes up with the offensive rebound and banks it in. So Lawrence missed the shot, but then she is able to make the putback. Entry pass on the inside. Going to be stolen away by Bree Sainer. So Amherst turns the ball over again. Sainer will give the ball off here for Nana McClellan. McClellan has it between the circles as we're midway through the fourth quarter. 50-22, a 28-point lead here for North Platte St. Pat's. McClellan, pass on the left wing. They get it for Sainer. Sainer pass in the lane, intercepted by Courtney Martinson. So Martinson comes up with the steal, still has the dribble. We'll pass it up ahead here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim shot off glass, no good. And then the offensive rebound is up and good for Casey Juergens. So a little offensive rebound and a bucket. 3.5 to go here in the ball game. Pass is deflected on that right wing. Nozicka gives it back to Condillo. Condillo to McClellan. She'll fire a three. No good. And the rebound ripped down there by Jessica Eckhout. So Eckhout on the run here. Passes it up ahead. Layup no good for Juergens. And coming out with it is Condillo. Condillo leads a three-on-one. Bounce pass up ahead. And a bank shot is good by Nozicka. So another 2 points here in transition for the Irish. 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. 52-24, North Platte St. Pat's with a comfortable lead. At the elbow, Courtney Martinson has it. Entry pass is then tied up. Possession arrow pointing to Amherst. So they'll maintain the possession here. As Stephanie Dunnerman going to check in. For the Irish, Riley Nitsch going to come into the game. And so is Charlie Kalachek. Tobenheim gets the inbounds here. We'll direct traffic a little bit. She's going to give the basketball back out here for Heather Bentley. Bentley back out for Tobenheim. Tobenheim penetrates, kicks it to Juergens. Juergens jumper, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Lawrence. So Lawrence snags the rebound. And on the dribble here is going to be Nitsch. Nitsch gets it to Lawrence. Lawrence will dribble a little bit. Pass in the lane. Nice pass and the layup good on the inside for Bree Sainer. So Sainer will make it 54-24. Bounce pass inside and blocked by Lawrence. They got it to Martinson, but Lawrence is able to come up with the block. And, in fact, she comes down with the rebound as well. Right wing, slowing it down is the Irish. They'll throw it between the circles here. And Charlie Kalachek had to track it down. She'll give it to Lawrence. Lawrence, nice pass on the inside. And Riley Nitsch will lay it up and in. And we've got a timeout here by the Irish. Minute 48 to go here in the basketball game. 56-24. Timeout, North Platte St. Pat's as they've got the lead. We'll take it with them. We'll be back right after this.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. As it is a comfortable lead here for the Irish. They lead it 56-24 with a minute 45 to go. And quickly in transition, Amherst puts up the jumper. It's no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Riley Nitsch. And Nitsch will get the ball back out here for Charlie Kalachek. Kalachek gives it off on the left side. Both teams have substituted freely during that timeout. Probably the main purpose of the timeout, actually. Jordan Childers has it. She's going to fire a three. It is no good. And the rebound ripped down there by the Broncos as Rubicek is able to pull down that rebound. And they'll get the ball back out here to Shayna Leach. Leach has it. She'll give it between the circles here for Madison Miller. Miller gave it away to Murphy. Madison Murphy. And now at the left line, left elbow, Dunnerman shot. No good. And the rebound going to be off the Irish. So Amherst will have the basketball here with 55.3 to go. They'll inbound it on their own baseline. Dunnerman tosses it in on the baseline. Shayna Leach kicks it out. Now resetting the half-court offense here is going to be Madison Miller. Miller Gives it off right side for Madison Murphy. Murphy shut off. Gets it to Miller. Miller will fire a three online, but a little bit strong, and an offensive rebound by Rubicek, and Rubicek will score. So Rubicek, off the missed three-pointer, gets the offensive rebound and the bucket. Less than 30 to go in the basketball game. A 30-point game, 56-26. Irish with the lead and the basketball. Childers will give it off on the left wing. Ali Scala has it. She'll skip it over to Nitch to the top of the key here for Childers. Childers no good. Offensive rebound by Scala. Jumper on that left side, no good. Rebound in underneath, taken out by Stephanie Dunnerman. 5 seconds left. They get it up ahead here for Madison Miller. Miller is going to fire a three at the buzzer. It is off the mark. And that will do it for the ball game. Your final score, 56-26. North Platte St. Pat's now 6-1 on the season, and the Amherst Lady Broncos fall to 5-3. Again, our final, 56-26. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll do that right after this timeout.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Once again, our final here, 56-26. North Platte St. Pat's picks up the win. They are now 6-1 on the season, and the Amherst Lady Broncos now are 5-3 on the year. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ward storefront location today and see them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Amherst. Leading the way for them was Sydney Tombenheim, unofficially with 8 points here in the ballgame. Courtney Martinson finished with 7. Jessica Eckout with 3. Jaden Bosshammer, 2. Heather Bentley, 2. Sierra Rubicek with 2. And Casey Juergens with 2 points in the ballgame. Unofficially, they were 12 of 48 from the field, shooting 25% from the field. They were 1 of 13 from three-point range. That is about 7%, 7.7% shooting from three-point range. And that's one of the bigger issues they had here, was the poor shooting from behind the arc. Unofficially, 1 of 13 from behind the arc, and only got to the free throw line a couple of times. They were 1 of 4 from the free throw line. They had a couple of two-shot opportunities where they went 1 out of 4, so they shot 25% from free throw the free throw line, 25% from the floor overall, and 7% from three-point range. And unofficially, in terms of rebounding, leading the way, Casey Juergens. She finished with 7, 4 each for Sydney Tombenheim, Jessica Eckout, and Sierra Rubicek here for the Amherst Lady Broncos, who, as we mentioned, fall now to 5-3 on the season. And they'll take on the loser of our second girls' game of the day, Ogallala and Kearney Catholic. For the Irish, who, as we mentioned, have now improved their record to 6-1 on the season, they were led tonight by Brittany Lawrence. Even though she spent much of the game out of the game in foul trouble, she still finished with 15 points on the night. Erin Nozicka with 14, Bree Sainer with 8, Amanda McClellan 7, Peyton Irish, off the bench. She finished with 7 points, and Tony Caudillo with 3 points on the night. She did a great job of breaking that pressure for Amherst, just being quick enough to kind of outrun any traps that Amherst was trying to set. In terms of rebounding, leading the way, Brittany Lawrence unofficially with 9 rebounds in the game. Nozicka finished with 8, 5 for Amanda McClellan, and 3 for Bree Sainer. From the field, field goal shooting was 24 of 51. That's 47%. And they were only 1 of 15 from behind the three-point line. And they were 5 of 15 from the free throw line. So they only shot about 33% from the free throw line, about 7%, actually a little bit less than 7% from three-point arc. But the two-point shooting was outstanding, where they were 23 of 36. They shot 64% when they were shooting two-pointers unofficially, and the Irish go on and pick up the win here in the ball game. A couple other numbers to kind of throw your way in terms of rebounding. St. Pat's with a slight advantage, 32 to 30 in the ball game. And in terms of turnovers, Amherst turned the ball over 18 times compared to 13 for North Platte St. Pat's. And the Irish, again, shooting 64% from within the three-point arc, and they go on and win this one by a final of 56 to 26. That is our final. Well, we're going to step away for about 10, 15 minutes or so, and then we'll turn our attention to the boys' game, as North Platte St. Pat's will be taking on the Amherst Broncos in about, they got a little bit over 20 minutes left on the clock. We're going to step away for about maybe 10, 15 minutes or so, and about the top of the hour at 3 o'clock, we'll be back with coverage of Amherst and North Platte St. Pat's in boys' basketball. Once again, our final in the girls' game, it was North Platte St. Pat's with a 56 to 26 win over Amherst. That is our final. We'll send it back to the studios. For the engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Randy Bushger. Thanks for joining us. Actually, Merritt Lawson was our engineer. For engineer Merritt Lawson, I'm Randy Bushcutter. We'll be back in about 15 minutes for coverage of Amherst and North Platte St. Pat's right here on ESPN.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.